Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. This is your boy, the coach from the WWE. I would like to welcome you to the very first wrestling podcast in the world to take you on a weekly deep dive into classic matches along with legends of the squared circle. Enjoy the discussion. Enjoy the back and forth. There's so much to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Payoff.
Jeff, I just opened up a fortune cookie and it says, your happy heart brings joy and peace where there is none. And a fun fact about Jeff is he has an egg roll maker.
That's right.
On speed dial.
Yep.
Not many people can say they have a female or male?
Female, Claire.
So an egg roll gal, yep. An egg roll chick.
She makes the best egg rolls at the farmer's market. So, yep, I'm a big fan.
How many did you buy?
I bought 24, but I have 24 frozen, and then I always buy some hot ones there too because she makes them fresh at the market too. So that's usually my breakfast on Saturday mornings. Is like I'll eat at the farmer's market, so I'll get an egg roll or two, and then I'll get some other like breakfast sandwich or something like that. I mean, they got like ribs and brisket and like barbecue too. And so I've never had that, but I need to. But like I've never had, most of the food there is really good. So they're making it fresh. Like I'll have a breakfast sandwich, you know, get my day going, go to the grocery store. Like I'm ready to go.
Do your manscaping?
Yeah. Well, that's usually on Friday nights, but you never know. So I'm ready for the weekend that way. But
so if someone wants to go to manscaped.com and order some of their products, there's a discount code available to them. Is that
we
right?
Do have a discount code. That is actually manscaped.com. You could use the promo code, just like the show is, payoff. And so we've talked about it a lot. They've got the lawnmower 4.0. That's the new thing. That's why we keep talking about it. That's why we keep selling it or, you know, pressing it, things like that. And Tom and I, like, no bullshit. Like, we're telling you, like, I'm sure you guys, you know, it's like, oh, God, they're doing ads. Like, you know, I'm just going to skip ahead a little bit here. Like,
complete
like,
shoot.
We're telling you, like, you and I have said it in text a couple times, actually. Like, when you and I started this podcast, did we expect to be talking about manscaping? Nope, we did not. But you know what? It's brought us here. Like, we're all in this together talking about wrestling. Like, go and check out their stuff. It's one of those where, you know, I say it on the ads, too. Like, hey, we're all about taking care of ourselves. You know, the ladies go above and beyond for us. We can do a little bit ourselves. And so you buy the full stuff. It's not that expensive and it's worth it. You know, we've all bought like cheap shit and then it's dead and we're replacing batteries and it's garbage. Like this is not
blood
stuff.
From nicking yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always kind of the worst too. Like the last thing you want to be dealing with when you're roaming through your man garden. And so, yeah, that's just one of those. And somebody asked me too, where I came up with that. I think it was Ricky Gervais, which was talking about, I think it was his cat's lady garden. Cause she was all like sprawled out one time in a photo he took. And I just kind of adapted that. And so we have our man gardens. And so, there you go. So,
well, and Jeff, you sent me the before and after, and I couldn't believe the difference.
There you go. Yeah, I know. Please don't send us your before and after. But, you know, hey, we said it before on previous shows. Like, if you show us your receipt, we will send you some swag. And so we'll send you some koozies. Just send us, you know, that photo of your receipt from your order, not your receipt of your results. And we'll throw some koozies in the mail for you. So
why are we covering the 5-way match from Slammiversary 2007?
So here we go. Yeah, you know, we're just shooting over here.
TNA. I know there's a reason for it.
Well, and this is one like, hey, you know, we have not talked a whole lot of TNA. This is one where we wanted to, our fans actually, you know, we hear you guys that they wanted some more of this. Everybody wants more WCW, ECW, TNA, New Japan. They want to start covering that. But like, this is one where I you know, the big names on this one, very high. Like, we just haven't talked about any of this. Like most of these players, this type of match, like, we haven't done a whole lot of TNA. So this is just one where we needed to get into it, plain and simple.
Agreed. I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah.
So let's get right into the build.
Oh, it's time for the build.
So like I said, Slammiversary 2007, Nashville Municipal Auditorium, plenty of TNA originated from there, 3,500 in attendance. Jeff, the cool thing about these TNA matches and some of the stuff we're covering is I didn't watch any of it. I don't remember any of it. So this is like no different than me sitting here and watching AEW because I don't remember any of it. So we start off with Rhino and Senshi defeating the Latin American Exchange in a tag match. Jay Lethal defeating Chris Sabin for the TNA X Division Championship. Frank Wycheck and Jerry Lynn defeating James Storm and Ron Killings, who we know as
R-Truth.
Yep. Bob Backlund
on TNA.
Alex Shelley.
Yep.
Dude, you know how many people have been in TNA that you'd like never remember? Like, I want WWE to buy TNA just so I can like get my hands on that tape library and they can put some stuff together. Randy Savage wrestled a match. China wrestled a match.
Well,
Booker T. I mean, there's so many of them that were in TNA.
Keep going down the card. You're going to have some names that you're going to enjoy here. Yep.
The Voodoo Kin Mafia, which was Road Dogg and Billy Gunn, defeated Bashamand Damaja.
Sure. I'm not even sure. Yep.
Basham and Damaja.
Oh, the, whoops. Yep.
And ended up at the end of Basham.
Yep. We fucked that up. There we go.
Eric Young defeating Robert Roode. Team 3D. You ready for this?
Yeah, we know who this is. This is a hell of a tag match. Yep.
Rick Steiner and Road Warrior Animal.
For the tag championships. Yep.
Sting defeating Chris Daniels. Abyss defeating Tomko. And then in your main event, the reason we're here, King of the Mountain for the vacant TNA World Heavyweight Championship. You have Chris Harris, Christian Cage, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, and Kurt Angle. Jeff, is this the first Chris Harris match we've covered?
It is the first Chris Harris match. Absolutely.
So how the hell do we get to a vacant TNA championship? And how do we get to a five-man King of the Mountain match?
So I'm just going to kind of break this down. I might do this a little different because there's just so many players on this one. But let's talk about, like, we had to talk about, so what is a stretcher match last week? We're going to talk about what is a King of the Mountain match because we have not covered one. So in the history of King of the Mountain, there has been 12 King of the Mountain matches. Okay. The first was June 2004. You had Jeff Jarrett beating R-Truth, Ron Killings, AJ Styles, Raven, and Chris Harris. And so the last King of the Mountain match took place in May 2016. This would have been the fourth. So it's really kind of, it's a reverse ladder match in a lot of ways, but there's some other stuff here. So again, reading from the rule book, here's what we got. Each wrestler starts out as ineligible to win. In order to become eligible, they must score a pinfall or submission. The opponent who submits or is pinned is forced to spend 2 minutes in the cage / penalty box. More than one wrestler can be in the cage. This often results in wrestlers fighting inside the cage or forming some sort of alliance. So part of the interesting piece of this is you might be in this match and not actually even be eligible to win. Huh? And so, yeah, because if you have to get a pin to be eligible. And so we'll keep explaining it here. Once eligible, the wrestler may win the match by retrieving the belt and hanging it on a hook suspended above the ring with the aid of ladders. An official maintains possession of the belt and circles the ring, staying out of the action as much as possible. When a wrestler wishes to hang the belt, he must retrieve it from the official. Once the belt is in play, any other wrestler who is eligible may attempt to steal the belt and hang it. Once the belt has been dropped and no wrestler is attempting to hang it, a referee returns the belt to the official. So kind of reverse style on this one of how normally you've got the belt hanging above the ring. On this one, you've got to hang the belt, which is why you get the King of the Mountain. Like you have to climb up and kind of put the belt up there. So, and again, if you don't get a pinfall on another person in this match, you're never eligible. So we'll cover that at the end of this one. We'll talk about who was and who was not eligible. So, but it's really just a ladder match backwards. And so
you may need to do some explanation during the match of this.
It'll make sense when we're in there and we're kind of watching it and things like that. And I have not watched it either. And so, but like, if you followed TNA, and it's really just think of it as, instead of climbing up to grab the belt, you're climbing up to hang the belt. And so, and then there's the extra stipulations of, you know, you're kind of, you know, penalty box. So there's a lot happening here, but we'll see what happens. So we talked about the vacant championship. And so this is where it gets a little nutty as well too. So we'll say from June 2002 to May 2007, TNA actually used the NWA World Heavyweight Championship as their primary championship. They actually had an agreement with NWA, but you had on May 13th, 2007, the NWA just, that was no more. Like, they wanted their belt back. That wasn't going to happen. And so it was actually that same night there was a TNA show, Sacrifice pay-per-view, in which the belt was to be defended. It was actually then at the time that by the champion Christian against Kurt Angle and Sting in a three-way match. So they, TNA kind of, this was, they recognized this match as like the first ever TNA World Championship match or World Heavyweight Champion. And so the belt, though, throughout it, like, it was referred to as the World Heavyweight Championship, and they only really used the NWA. This is a Sacrifice pay-per-view. They only used the NWA name, like, you know, when they introduced Christian. It was just, it was nutty because of like them kind of, you know, breaking like the agreement of kind of when they were working. So Kurt, you had the belt actually getting, like, at the time and how they kind of played it out, you had the belt getting stripped. It was actually Jim Cornette, because there was, at that Sacrifice, there was, it gets kind of a funky finish. They ran out of time. There was a double tap pinfall. It was just messy. It really was. And so, but Kurt Angle, like, he had won that, and then he got stripped of it. So, but then you had then just them to saying, okay, whoever the championship, we're going to decide it at this June 2007 Slammiversary pay-per-view, and using the King of the Mountain match. So where did each of the competitors, where were they all in this one? And so I'll start with Chris Harris. As you said, haven't covered him, but it's time now. He was just a last minute addition. Like, he just kind of was, he was a mystery person. He was just kind of added at the last minute. You had Christian. Actually, he actually won entry into the match just like a week prior to this, an episode of Impact. He actually beat Abyss. And so, and like he said, he previously had the NWA title. Samoa Joe won a gauntlet match to become the number one contender for Christian's NWA belt. He ended up losing that. It was that match in March. And so Samoa Joe and Christian just kind of had a little bit of back and forth. AJ Styles at this one, he was actually feuding with Rhino at Turning Point, which was December of 2007. So about 6 months prior to this, he beat Rhino. And then Styles and Samoa Joe beat Rhino and Kurt Angle. And so they had a little bit of back and forth too. You actually had Rhino beating AJ Styles. It was a last man standing match at Final Resolution, which was January 2007. And then March 2007, they actually had an Elevation X match. This is, it's just part of TNA. It's a little weird too. I went back and watched this match for you guys. There's really a scaffolding over the match. It was in like the ring shape of an X. It kind of, and you had to fall off of it. It was weird, like, but it kind of worked in certain ways. It did not work in other ways. But you had Styles aligning with Christian after that for a little bit. There was actually Team Cage, which turned into Christian's Coalition before this as well too. And there was actually, it was Lockdown April. So just 2 months prior to this, you had Team Angle, which was Kurt Angle, Samoa Joe, Rhino, Sting, and Jeff Jarrett beating Team Cage, which was Christian, AJ, Scott Steiner, Abyss, and Tomko. And so, and Harley Race was actually the quote gatekeeper of that match. It was a 30-minute match. It was interesting.
Hey, there's another person in TNA that I wasn't aware of. I'm telling you, the list goes on and on and on.
Yep. And
there's got to be some good YouTube videos of just like random shit that took place in TNA. Like Kevin Nash and Scott Hall had like a long run in there.
We're talking about that in the aftermath. Yeah. So there was a lot at play here. We got, like I said, a weird stipulation, at least weird for us here, because we haven't really talked about it before with the King of the Mountain. You've got Samoa, you got all these players in it. They all had kind of different storylines. You had the weirdness going on with the NWA belt. They had needing a TNA belt and things like that. And so that's where you get the kind of vacant belt from. So just, you know, breaking it down by every single wrestler, you know, not everybody was kind of involved in a storyline, but you know, the primary thing here to remember is we got a King of the Mountain match, and we are going after the vacant belt because of what happened with the NWA. So Tom, if you're ready, let's get into this one. I know, like I said, we got things to do here.
I am. And I, like I said, I only have one request. You got to make sure I understand the rules during this match. Cause I'm still a bit confused, but
all right.
I'm taking your word for it. Reversed ladder match.
Here we go.
So yeah, we've got this on Daily Motion. So will you post the link on our Twitter?
And we will make sure you can find this match online. Yeah. And, but we will make sure to share it too.
Slammiversary 2007, King of the Mountain. We're watching it on Daily Motion. I do pay for the Impact subscription. I might be the only one that does, but
we couldn't find our password. Yeah.
That's a true story. All right. You ready for the payoff?
Let's do this. TNA, right, man.
It's time for the payoff.
Oh, it's time for the payoff.
So here we go. We're World Heavyweight Championship match. We cannot hear it ourselves right here, but if you are listening to the match at home, you will hear the reminiscent sounds of Mike Tenay actually calling this match. And so we're getting right into it. And this again, too, is the you've got the six-sided ring as well, too. So just a little confusing at this point. You've got some ladders set up outside the match. Just everybody kind of going at it. A svelte Joe. It's always funny to see a smaller Joe.
Yeah, a lot smaller, huh?
Lot smaller. AJ, of course, with short hair, too. As part of this too, kind of funny. So they actually did a text poll.
I know
this would have been 2007 of who was going to win the match. And they said Samoa Joe was the top vote getter at this point. And so, and of course Chris Harris was the mystery entrant. And so he got the lowest votes at this point.
Place must've gone crazy for that.
Yeah. So you got Christian and AJ in the ring now, kind of going after Chris Harris. So, you got Joe
Christian.
And
that's one of my knocks on Christian is he's had the same ring gear forever.
He's had the same look forever.
Yeah. Same look and ring gear. Like, you know, like they think of like someone like a Jericho that's like changed it up so much. I don't know.
So you got AJ laying down for a pin now because of some of like the storyline stuff they had. And again, this is, you know, part of the weird part of this match is you have to get a pin in order to be eligible to win. And so that kind of just storyline kind of what's happening, AJ trying to give Christian the opportunity to win the belt. So, or to kind of be eligible to hang the belt rather. So this too, what are your thoughts on like Edge making this big run and then Christian going to AEW?
Well, you know what? It was probably the best thing for Christian because, I mean, he would have gotten the Jeff Hardy treatment if he had stuck around. Like, WWE wasn't doing shit with Christian, right? I mean, yeah. I could be wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong. So the fact that they didn't sign him to a contract, they weren't in a hurry to do so. I think he got his WWE moment, surprised at the Royal Rumble, got to be in the ring with Edge. And it's like, great, I'm done. Now let me go do something I'll actually enjoy. So I think he did the right thing for himself. I mean, what was WWE going to do with him? Right.
Oh yeah. Right. You got Joe beating up on AJ at this point. So this is a guy, AJ's, he looks faster, like, which is crazy to think about. And I know the first kind of instance I had with AJ was when I was learning more about New Japan. My brother was a bigger follower of New Japan at the time. And he sent me when AJ was kicked out of the Bullet Club and they turned on him, which it was the big, this is before his, obviously before his Rumble debut, and how they got him out of New Japan with his contract ending and stuff like that. It was a really cool moment, actually, especially if you were following. I've kind of gone back now and kind of, you know, storylines and things like that, but it's just really cool. So you got Joe flying out. So as you can see too, we've seen it a few times at ringside. There is this cage quote penalty box, just sitting kind of next to the ring, which once someone gets a pin, they are then in the penalty box, or whoever is pinned is in the penalty box, you know, and is unable to participate for a length of time. And we will, I know we will see a clock actually, I believe it's 2 minutes, or minute 30 or something like that, but we will find out. And so you got Harris, AJ and Christian in the ring at this point, the guy's just kind of going at it. AJ is just all over the place. This is, AJ was always AJ. That's just kind of something I've learned. He was always
in. You like AJ's style more. I mean, I guess it was a lot different at this point.
Yeah. I definitely like his.
Just got pinned.
Yes.
So he's going in the penalty box.
Yes.
For 2 minutes.
And Chris Harris is now eligible. And he's the only wrestler eligible to get the belt, which there's an official ringside who we have not seen yet, and climb a ladder and hang it. And so they started the clock already. Like AJ, it's we're almost down to a minute 30 and AJ still isn't in the cage. So the referee putting him in there, we're at a minute 30 now, 30 seconds to get in the cage. You probably should have waited to start. And so they've locked that cage for him. So Harris is trying to put a ladder back in the ring. And so we're just kind of waiting to see if he gets, you know, when if, you know, he's got to, you know, get the opportunity to climb with the belt and hang it. So, oh, whoa.
Wow.
Joe throwing a ladder while Harris and Christian are fighting on the outside. Joe throwing a ladder at him. So Angle finally back in the ring at this point. He's been on the outside getting his ass kicked this whole time. But you got Angle in here.
Thoughts on this six-sided ring?
It's just different. I think that I would think it's got to be weird for them. Like, I mean, running the ropes, you're just, you know, it does give you a little bit more opportunity to do some different things. It definitely established them as like, you know, just having something different like this. And so here you go, Angle, fuck, it's suplexing Joe.
I mean, it's kind of like, I feel like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Cause it's like, I feel like a lot of times when TNA tries to be different, it's like, oh, well, this sucks. Well, if they're just a WWE light, then they're going to get in trouble for that too. So, I mean, I commend them for at least trying. I haven't watched enough to know if I like it or don't. I mean, I guess I just don't really notice that much. Yeah. I'd say the only challenge is that I see right now, like as I watch it, is it just feels small, right? Like this just feels a little minor leaguey because the wrestlers are so big compared to the ring. Like it just doesn't look like it's big enough.
A little bit different dimensions on this one. So AJ is, so you got a Coquina clutch on Christian and then an ankle referee lock.
Sprints outside with his keys to unlock AJ.
You got one referee working the whole match. Yep.
So Chris Harris is the only one that can grab the title and go to
at this point. Yes. He's the only one that can grab the title and climb. And so a little bit of spoiler here. I know we will have more eligible people at some point here, but still getting into it. And so again, we got ladders coming in the ring. And so again, like Christian, or, Christian's going to set them up on the outside. Angle back on the outside as well too. So you've got the ladder stretched across from the ring to the guardrail. We're going to get a spot here. We'll suplex Silver to the ladder. Maybe it has been fast paced. You and I have seen, and we've all seen matches where you get the more guys in there, men and women, it's just sloppy, but these guys are at least doing a good job at this. Oh, and Christian falling between the ladder rungs and, he hurt himself, but hopefully his manscaped down there. And so at least, you know, they're going to be examined, take care of him. So AJ just doing crazy shit, taking out Chris Harris, going for the pin, maybe. Nope, but Samoa Joe in there to stop it. As of today, we don't know where Joe is going to land. Any idea? You got thoughts on, like, well, they shouldn't have gotten rid of him, but they also weren't using him at the time
of recording. I was worried to bring that up because by the time this airs, not that we're recording it that far behind, but by the time this airs, a lot can happen in the wrestling business. But at the time of recording, we do not know where Samoa Joe's going. I mean, I just seems kind of,
whoa.
Wow. That's all. That was an awesome.
That was incredible.
Styles clash rolled into a ankle lock by Angle. Wow.
That was impressive. Yeah. that caught us both off guard there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Joe to AEW just seems pretty obvious, but who knows what's going to happen. Whoa. Oh my God. That's awesome.
And so Christian was laid out on the ladder now. Chris Harris throwing AJ over the top rope to, and both of them on the ladder. That was a spot. That was interesting. Fans enjoying it. Everybody's on their feet. Like, I think the framing is bad too. I think we talk about the ring. They've got too much of that hard camera side shown. And so I think that's kind of fucking with us too. It just looks odd. Oh, this should be a great shot of it on the replay here.
Oof. Yeah. Pretty awesome. Never seen good spot. That before. Haven't yeah. seen it since.
So here you go. So Harris has grabbed the belt. He's climbing up to the top now.
So the mountain is the top
is the ladder. Okay. Yes. So Angle pulling him down, trying he's to.
Still the only one eligible to do this.
Whoa, there you go. Ankle slam, but hang on. 1, 2, 3. Angle is now eligible.
So him and Harris are both eligible.
Yes.
But Harris is going in the penalty box.
Yes.
Okay. The only thing I don't like about this match so far is that there's so many pinfalls. Therefore, it feels kind of fake.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
That makes sense.
But I guess in a traditional ladder match, there are no pins. So I'll suspend belief.
And I'm, man, that snap slam that Joe does is disgusting.
And the thing about Joe, and we've talked about it on here before, it's the same with Kevin Owens, where just love these guys with a different look. Like yep. they're still fast as hell. They still have a motor. Like anyone that's like, oh, Joe, he's kind of fat. Like, dude, I mean, he's got a freaking motor. He's fast as hell. He just doesn't look as, you know, aesthetically pleasing as John Cena does. But here, the dude can just go.
Going for the, yep. So, yeah. And I remember one of the first NXT shows I went to, Joe was there. Like afterwards, you know, it was where you and I went and we saw a show. It was the one previous to that. And then they had it set up. Here comes a muscle buster from Joe, which a fantastic finish.
He hurt Cody Rhodes with that, right?
He hurt some people with it. I think it's actually a super protected finish in regards to like how they're protecting each other. Here we go. Going for the ankle slam on Joe. Oh, and there we got the ref knocked out. There's a ref bump ball. For you. Ref bump.
Point of a ref bump in this? I guess if you made him submit or pin.
And here he's got Angle in the Coquina clutch. Okay. And so
this
and
is where if he taps out, then he wouldn't be able to be eligible.
And it looks like he is tapping. Yep. Yeah. And so I do think this suffers from there's just too many stipulations, the cage. And then, you know, there's just too much going on in the penalty box and all this other stuff, which I mean, it works, but there's also a lot going on. So you got to be paying attention. So you got Christian attacking Joe with the ladder at this point, as Joe was trying to, you know, get the ref back. And so here we go. Christian going for the pin and Angle. 1, 2, there you go. And there's a third eligible wrestler, Christian pinning Kurt Angle.
And Angle's headed to the penalty box.
As Chris Harris comes out of the penalty box. So I wonder
if you guys have ever been in the penalty box at the same time. And then do they start brawling?
We'll have to see. Yep. And so you now have Harris, Angle, and Christian are all eligible to hang the belt. So there you go. There is just a ref or an official, like we said, sitting ringside who handed him the belt, which it's kind of weird. You should have to like put it somewhere or something. Climbing fast, boy, their climbing speed compared to WWE is incredible. Wow. Hey, who would have their ladder climbing class? The TNA
I wonder what kind of ladder that is. I wonder if it has, maybe it's not as slippery.
Maybe. Whoa.
That was awesome. Joe basically gave Christian like a kind of like a diamond cutter off the ladder.
Yeah.
Almost felt like he was holding him a little bit more like a stunner, but dude, it was just awesome.
Hopefully they show that one again. That was great.
I'm sure they will. Yeah, he's just flying around, man. Joe, gosh, forget how good he looked back in this era.
A three-fourths the way up the ladder. So the ref now handing the belt back. So the ref the belt is out of the ring again. Angle's still got a minute in the box. I don't know where AJ is. And here you go. Harris trying to set up the ladder. This has been a lot happening in this. Like I said, it's not been sloppy, which is nice. I was worried about that going in, that we were just had so many people here. I wasn't sure what was going to happen, but they're doing a good job with this. There you go. Harris now getting the belt. It's really like on a pole too. Like it's really such a mix of so many matches. Like it makes sense after you kind of watch it for a little bit here, but
I don't hate this.
No, and it's one of those where, yeah, the action's been good. There's been some really good, great spots and things happening. This is, you know, you kind of wonder, Harris almost there. Boy, they got to really get up there, too. That is like, you got to be at the top of the ladder to hang that fucking thing.
Super.
Oh, hitting Joe. Whoa. That looked painful.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hitting Joe. And now Christian.
You got to think that a taller competitor would have an advantage in this match.
Wow. Ton of spots. You got Christian getting thrown off the ladder. Yeah, AJ.
Good stuff. Do you see when be serious with me here? When I say how AEW just looks so spotty and gymnastic-y, like that right there did not.
Right.
Okay. Like that just was like a natural like series of events that
made sense. Yep.
You can believe. And you can, but like that, it wasn't like, you know, a bunch of gymnastics.
Well, and
this,
you and
this looks like it's going to be cool.
AJ up in the corner. Oh, trying not to fall.
Oh, I thought he was going to get there. It is.
There it is. Yep. He steps on top of the cage. Joe climbing up after him. Angle's still in the cage. Joe and AJ fighting on top of the cage.
What the hell are they going to do?
Joe's on his knees, just getting his ass kicked by
AJ. Is there a big crash pad down there?
You're about to find out. Oh, maybe. AJ looks like trying to go for the suplex on Joe. Joe blocking it.
Holy shit. What are they going to do here?
This is like, it reminds me of ECW, like the long camera angles and stuff like that. Like, oh, and there's a low blow. AJ to Joe on top of the cage. Here we go. Still, Joe still fighting each. Oh, AJ.
Oh my God.
and there goes AJ getting tossed off the top of the cage. No crash pad through a table. There you go. So now you got Christian and Angle fighting in the middle of the ring. Here comes your replay. Whoa, he like had to corkscrew that.
Wow.
Holy shit. Joe threw him over his head and AJ had to like 360 in order to hit the table right.
That announce table looks really good too. I like it split more like a table than the WWE ones.
So Christian and Harris now on top of the cage.
No way.
Oh, and Harris
tossing
Christian back into the ring now. God, these guys, they're just kicking the crap out of each other at this point. Yep.
Man, this match is good.
Uh-oh. We got straps down now.
It's like the best match we've covered in a while.
Big clothesline here from Chris Angle. This is really good stuff. Thanks again. I appreciate the fans telling us like cover more TNA. Like we you know, there's so much WWE to cover. Like we're trying to cover.
We'll watch this match. We're watching it on Daily Motion. Yes, so if you absolutely. Google it or just go to Daily Motion, you'll come up with it.
Yep. Slammiversary 2007, the King of the Ring main event.
It's funny that TNA set like looks a lot like the current AEW one.
It does. Yeah. To your point now about the spot fest, because we kind of breezed over that.
This to me is not a spot fest. This is just a badass match. Like there's no gymnastics. Everything makes sense. It's not a, here's another thing. They're not setting up for shit. It's not like it's, we're going to set up for a bunch of things.
Well, and that's the problem I have with it is they take so long to set certain things up.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't,
you would never
feel
do
natural.
That in a fight.
Yes. He just did a spin-a-rooney with the ladder on his shoulders too. You wouldn't do that in a fight either, but hey, it makes a little bit more sense in this one. So you actually have the three eligible guys in the ring with Christian, Chris Harris, and Angle. Joe and Styles are still out on the outside. Nothing really happening there. And I got Harris grabbing for the belt now. Climbing up. Here we go. Here goes Harris climbing. But Christian and Angle still kind of selling in the middle of the ring, just getting their ass kicked. Harris again, still going up. Nobody challenging him.
We talked a little bit about this last week, but the Jeff Jarrett podcast is fantastic so far. There's a lot still to cover, obviously, but man, I'm excited to hear about some of the early TNA stuff. I'm a few episodes behind, but I'm excited to hear about like the early TNA stuff and like all the business stuff that went into that and him getting out of that and, you know, involving Hogan. And there's so many stories there. I don't know how long they'll get out of him, but I think there's probably a good year's worth of podcasts from Jeff Jarrett coming.
Well, and I was, and I don't know if you remember this match. It was actually one as I was kind of scouting what we wanted to do for future episodes. And there was actually a Jeff Jarrett, Shawn Michaels match.
Well, I know exactly the match you're talking about. It's the Intercontinental Lumberjack match.
Lumberjack match in your house. Yes.
I went back. I still want us to cover it like soon, maybe this summer. But I went back and watched that maybe like 2 years ago, and it was a fantastic match. That's the best match of Jeff Jarrett's career. At least I've seen.
Oh my gosh. Angle is applying an ankle lock to Christian, who's draped over a standing ladder.
Holding the belt.
Holding the belt. Yep. Christian was trying to climb and get it. And now Angle I can't remember. Whoa, yikes. Christian swinging the belt wild at Kurt Angle and hitting him, but Angle staying on the ladder. Christian's about one step from the top, and Angle just gut punching him. What are we going to have here? Oh boy. Whoa. And Chris Harris, a spear to Christian off the ladder from the top row or ring post. Yikes. And Angle now, God, every fan is on their feet too.
Yeah. I mean, they love this.
Angle over the top. It's got to be it. Yep. And there it is. Kurt Angle. And the crowd goes wild.
Wow.
He's not facing the hard cam, but that's okay. And new. There you go. An Angle pulls the belt off again, starts celebrating, climbing down the ladder.
Wow. What a match, man.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the aftermath.
Ho! It's time for the aftermath.
All right, dude. What'd you think?
If last week's stretcher match under-delivered, this over-delivered.
Yeah. I mean, if you order this pay-per-view and you're a fan of TNA and you know the characters and you're excited about them, then you're like, wow, that was incredible match.
Yeah.
I like the match. The only thing I'd be careful of is like too many pinfalls and can get a little bit gimmicky, but you know, you have the elements of a ladder match. You have the elements of a five-way. You can kind of screw people over if somebody was like in the penalty box. Otherwise, they feel like they could have won. Mm-hmm. Dude, love it. Love it, love it, love it.
A lot of opportunities for storyline stuff here. Yep. So, all right. So ready to get in the aftermath? Yeah. So I still have the match on. I don't know if you do or not too.
I do.
So Angle actually just gave Samoa Joe an angle slam, which I will talk about that in a second here, which actually kind of rekindles a feud that they had. So, but throughout this match, so of course you only had three people actually eligible out of the five. So Chris Harris, Kurt Angle, and Christian, and then AJ and Samoa Joe, who never got a pin, were never actually ever even eligible to try and hang the belt. So AJ Styles, he ended up actually teamed with Tom Coe and him, Sting and Abyss at Victory Road. They had a match, but they were beat. There was a 10 tag team gauntlet match at Bound for Glory. They were defeated. Or they actually beat at the time. It was Team Pac-Man, who was Adam Jones and Ron Killings, R-Truth, for the TNA World Tag Team Championship. And then they actually defended against or successfully defended against LAX, who is now in AEW as well, too. Kind of going from there. So, and then they actually took on the Steiner brothers as well too, in November at Genesis. So they had some just interesting, you know, AJ had some interesting matches. This was AJ, you know, he's in the thick of it, so he's doing fine. It's Samoa Joe is actually, as we saw right after this match, Kurt Angle attacking Samoa Joe after, you know, not shaking Joe's hand, and which actually reignited their feud. It turned Kurt Angle heel, which actually the fans popped real hard for that. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but this was, I say rekindled their feud. Is actually, we covered this match. It was Kurt Angle versus Samoa Joe. It was our only other TNA match at Genesis 2006. And so these guys had a lot of back and forth before and stuff like that. These guys actually won a lot of championships. It was really weird, but, because Samoa Joe became the X division champ. They, two of them actually ended up teaming together, in winning the tag team championships over Team 3D. And then Joe at one point actually had the X division and the TNA World Tag Team Championships. Angle actually had the World Heavyweight Championship World Heavyweight Championship for TNA. He also had the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. And so, like, you know, he had, like, Angle just had a lot going on too. And then, Angle won, gaining all the championships and becoming the second triple crown champion in TNA after he beat Joe. and the first to hold all three titles at the same time, including the IWGP title. This made Angle a quadruple champion. And since Joe had the tag titles by himself, it was a weird kind of angle and stipulation for their match previous to that. That meant Angle's victory gave him both tag team title belts, meaning that at this point later, like later in 2007, Kurt Angle was in possession of five championship belts.
Jeez.
In TNA. Talk about putting the guy over. Jesus. So, and then Christian, of course, he beat actually the following pay-per-view, Chris Harris. The two of them had a match. Chris Harris actually losing that one by a roll up. Chris Harris ended up going into a feud with Dustin Rhodes, actually. So there's another name for you.
Add him to the list.
Of course, too. And then Christian going on to become the number one contender for the heavyweight championship. And so these guys just, it was TNA. There was just a lot happening. There was, you know, a lot of big names, like things going on and stuff like that, like just stuff happening. So reviews on this one. So PWI, the average, if you take the average of all five of these guys, it was 24, which is really good. AJ Styles was 32, Kurt Angle 4, Samoa Joe 12, Christian 7, Chris Harris 66. And so the write-ups on this one said all action early. AJ and Joe ended up on top of the penalty box. Don't ask why. There was no logical reason for it, but Joe tossed AJ off the cage through a table. This is awesome chant. Christian took out Harris and went to climb. Angle cut him off. They both battled on the ladder. Then Harris speared Christian off, allowing Angle to climb and hang it for the win. 4.25 stars. And then 411 Mania, we like sharing this one. Wild and crazy cluster frick here, which I don't mind because it was a fun match, but TNA, and this is an interesting kind of take that we just didn't get to. TNA is continuing a disturbing trend where they aren't able to rely on just two guys going out there and having a good match for the TNA title. 4 stars. And so that's kind of unrelevant to this, you know, not relevant to, you know, what we're talking about today and stuff like that. So you got 4.25, 4. Tom, where are you at? Man, Tom, speechless.
I got this thing, and this might be a little high.
Oh boy.
But I got this at an 8.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, damn good match. 4 out of the 5 guys are Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
I mean, AJ's just an all-time great. Angle's an all-time great. Joe, we'll see how the rest of his career goes, but fantastic. Yep. Cage is a Hall of Famer. So yeah, I loved it, man. I just thought it was nonstop action, no pun intended. Some great spots. It all made sense. Angle gets the win. Yeah. I loved it, man. What about you?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm sitting at an 8 as well. And so because I think it was just well done. It was a good match. It was one of those where that you can't really find, you know, did it matter like why they were on top of the cage? No, it was just a wrestling spot. And so, but it worked. Like, they didn't botch anything at any point. Like, you know, it from every angle,
point too. There was nothing that was botched or like awkward. There was no, hey, they weren't setting shit up. They weren't doing their gymnastic spots.
Well, and they WWE has this habit of like they set a ladder up on the outside and you know something's coming eventually. Yeah. Like, you don't know when necessarily.
I mean, the only thing in that one, there was like the one time where I think it was Christian set it up between the apron and the ring, but like that was,
and they immediately used it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that makes a difference because WWE has that habit of like, we're going to set a table up on the outside. We're going to set up ladders in a weird way and then walk away from it. And then 10 minutes later, we're going to come back to it for some crazy spot. So they build that anticipation of like, what's going to happen, you know, what's going to happen. And then we see it and then, you know, okay, fine. But in this situation, like, there was none of that downtime. Like, they set it up, they used the ladder, AJ got flipped onto Christian, and then that was it. And then they didn't go back to it, which, great. Okay. You don't need to. You had the spot. Let's keep moving on. And so not a ton of, I say, you know, AJ getting tossed out, you know, there was a few spots, you know, getting tossed to the table. I think AJ had the biggest fall at that point, but everybody kind of had a moment to shine. You know, there was some really good stuff in here. Like, I think that the most impressive thing to me was that crazy ankle lock, or the AJ style, or the Styles Clash reversal into an ankle lock. Like, that was crazy. And so, yeah, I just, all around, like, this is one. I'm glad I picked this one. I wish I, like, going back, like, I should have picked a different match than the stretcher match, but I'm glad I picked this one because it worked really well.
And totally redeem yourself.
That's it. That's right. Thank you.
Dude, so find some more classic TNA matches, man. This thing was awesome.
We got a few on here. I know we got some women's matches as well, too, from TNA, Awesome Kong and things like that. And so, yeah, we'll SummerSlam season's coming up pretty soon here, but we got some downtime where we can slip in some of these matches. So, yeah, we will definitely take care of that.
Love it. Yeah. This is fun, man.
Yeah. I'm wrapping up our day of recording with this one. This was a good one to do. So,
hey, and if anyone listening has too much hair all over their body, what should they do?
They should definitely use the payoff promo code payoff at manscaped.com. Because what do we have for you? I forget, Tom, was it 20% off? There's something else with that too. What was it? 20% off and free shipping. There you go. And so we are just helping out our fans, making sure that you can take care of yourself. We're trying to help you take care of yourself. That's what we want. And so this is a good one. I haven't said it in a while because I'm not always, but I was definitely sports entertained this evening. And so that was good.
It was awesome, dude. It was a lot of fun. Well, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you supporting the payoff. Tell your friends, buy something over at manscaped.com using code payoff. Appreciate it. Thank you as always. And we'll see you next week on an all new episode of The Payoff.